Ovaz manoi botlo. The other one is ovaz manoi is botlo. Shem im ovaz manoi is botlo. What does that mean? So Rashi, she im ovaz manoi botlon. Hilkach dochli. Therefore it's dochli. That all the other mitzvahs, im ovaz manoi, if this man passed away, you can't do the mitzvah. L'moshul shofar. Shofar, the mitzvah is only on Rosh Hashanah. When it goes by Rosh Hashanah, you can't do the mitzvah anymore. Lulav is only on Sukkah. So that's why those mitzvahs are doicha Shabbos. Ma'ashenke mitzvahs milo, even though the mitzvah first starts b'yom hashmini on the eighth day, but if the eighth day passes by, you can still do the milo the next day. So the milo has a little kulam that the mitzvah could be mekuyim even the next day. So it's called the mavaz mana, you still have the mitzvah. So how do you know milo is also doicha Shabbos? Elo zot gemara haino time of the Reb Lezer. Now this is the time of Reb Lezer. I call from this Lashon HaGemara, some Achreinim Esvakasha, that the Gemara says Lashon Mitzvah's Mila, even after the eighth day, it's not called you missed the Mitzvah, because you could do the Mitzvah on the ninth day. But there's a famous Torah sheet that the Torah says that Mitzvah's Mila, it starts on the eighth day, and you have a Kiyum of the Mitzvah's Mila every single day you're alive. As Kaseida, when a Yid is alive, every single day it's called you have a Kiyum of the Mitzvah's Mila. So Mila starts on the eighth day, but it goes on every single day afterwards. You also have a kiyum of the mitzvah. And as well as Masha we had before by Dovid HaMelech, it said he went to the Beis HaMerchitz and he saw himself Orem. He felt bad, he had no mitzvahs. So he said, no, he looked at his Mila, he felt good, he had the mitzvahs Mila. Masha with the mitzvahs Mila, Keseida goes on. So as like, what is the Gemara saying? Imovas manoi, you weren't mavato the mitzvah, lechu you were mavato the mitzvah of that day, akoponim. As if mitzvahs Mila is one time you do the mitzvah, you make the mitzvah just once. Then it's good, no matter when you do the mitzvah, you'll have the mitzvah even later on. But if you learn that once you do the mitzvah every single day afterwards, Kesedia, there's a kiyum of the mitzvah's milam, so what is the Gemara saying, milam? Even if you pass the zman, you can still be mekayim it. No, you missed that one day, akoponim. Like the eighth day, you could have had a mitzvah that day, and that day you can't be mekayim anymore. If you do the milam on the ninth day, you're missing Kesedia, you don't have the mitzvah's milam of the eighth day. So the Beis Levi is this for Kasha. So you want to say, what you have to say is, that is kafar, the whole mitzvah is not chaser. You could have part of the mitzvah at least. The whole mitzvah is not chaser. Avada, part of the mitzvah, you don't have the hiddur, the mitzvah, the gamri. You didn't do it on the eighth day, but when you do the mitzvah's milah on the ninth day, that's also called the kiyum of mitzvah's milah. So it's called that mila, even if you don't do it the eighth day, you could do at least part of the mitzvah on the ninth day. Mashenke, in these mitzvahs of lulav and sukkah, if ovas manoi, it's botla the mitzvah, you have no mitzvah. So how do we know that mila is doicha Shabbos? So tomorrow we have a high time with Reb Lezer. This is Reb Lezer's time. The Yom HaKroat says in the Pasuk, Uvayoyim HaShmini Yimol B'Sarah Losoi. So we darshin V'afilu B'Shabbos. Uvayoyim HaShmini means the eighth day no matter what. So Drashi V'Yoyim HaShmini Yimol V'afilu B'Shabbos. No mila is a Drashi Gufa D'dach Yishabbos Arminu L'Kamon Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. Well, so see, according to Reb Lezer, that the mitzvah itself is doicha Shabbos, that's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. For that, we don't need a posik. So what is the posik telling us now, uvayoyim hashmini, on nu chiddush, is aitzelei b'yoyim l'machshireho. According to Reb Lezer, he has the extra posik, uvayoyim. What's the vayoyim hashmini? To tell me that even the machshirim mila is also doicha Shabbos. In the case we didn't make the knife before Shabbos, you're allowed to make the knife, according to Reb Lezer, on Shabbos. Or you're allowed to carry the knife through the Rishus Rabbim to bring it to the Tinnik on Shabbos. That's from the Pasuk, Uvayim Hashmini. For the Gemara, V'lichta Rachmona B'miloi B'zoi, V'leisei Hanach, V'ligmo Minei, let's turn out all the other mitzvahs for Mila. Once we have a Pasuk now that Mila is Deuche Shabbos and all the Machshirim is also Deuche Shabbos, so learn out Lulav and Shofar and other Tzukah, all the other mitzvahs. What do we need a special Pasuk for all those mitzvahs for? Learn it out from Mila. And for Gemara 9, Mishum Dika Lemifrich, Igreta Kasha, Mala Milo Sheke Nichrisu Oleo Shloisha Sarev Risais. Mila has a Mazundra Mitzvah that says 13 times in the Torah is Loshen Bris. That Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Avraham Avinu 13 times, the union of a Bris. That Mila is a Gvalt big Mitzvah. So Mela, maybe only Mitzvah's Mila is Doicha Shabbos. We have Naraya, the other Mitzvahs like Shefer and Lulav is Doicha Shabbos. Therefore, according to Reb Lezer, needs a special Pasuk for each one of the Mitzvahs to say they're also Doicha Shabbos. Trash Yud Gimel Brisois, Nemru Lavron the Pashas Mila. Says 13 times Loshen Bris there. So Mela Mila is a tremendous mitzvah. Right. Moradkan Loi Pligi Rabbono Le Ole Ela B'Machshire Mila. In the Mishnah, the Rabbono just dinzach and say that the Machshire Mila is not Doicha Shabbos. If you didn't prepare the knife, you can't make the knife on Shabbos. where you can't carry the knife on Shabbos. Aber milo gufa divri akol doicha. Shabbos. That everybody says. That's Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah. That says, the mitzvah mila is doicha Shabbos. Hey, anything that's not, anything that you couldn't do ever Shabbos is doicha Shabbos. So milo, the actual krisa, cutting the orlo, that's doicha Shabbos. For the Gemara, how do we know, according to Rabbanah, that the mitzvah mila is doicha Shabbos? So this we had the Gemara before, it's mashma. So without the chiddush hakroah, I would say it's also to do it, because when you make a mila, you're being over nisa deraisa. What's the nisa deraisa? You're being over nisa chavola. You're making a chayvul, which chabura, which is one of the lamates melachis, like we learned it out from Shchita. It's called you're doing a chabura. So that was the machlekes in the Gemara we had before. One man diyam says, learn out from here that mekalkel bechabura is chayiv. Even though the chur making a mila, it's only a kilkul. You stop ruining him. So why would he be chayiv? So he learns out from here that kilkel bechabura is chayiv. And the other man diyam says, no, stam a pure kilkul yapoter on Shabbos. No mila is called a ksas tikin. For gefrot you be mesakin aguf. Before he was an oral, and now he's called a yid. That's called a ksas tikin. So when you make the milah without the posik, it would be also to do midiraisam, because you do nechabura that has a tikin. You be misakin a goof. So I call upon him, you need a posik to tell me it's doicha Shabbos. For the Gemara, how do we know where's the posik to say that it's doicha Shabbos? Amarula halacha. So do lenechlam, there's no posik. So that's one of the halacha of Moshe Mesinai. Moshe received this halacha by Hasinai to say that milah is doicha Shabbos. V'chein amar Rav Yitzchak halacha. That's halacha of Moshe Mesinai. We don't dash him. Sukim, that was a kabbalah for Moshe Mesinai. For the Gemara Meis, we have a kasher on this. If you're starting to tell me it's halacha, I have a kasher on this. Minai, in the Gemara, it's the sefter that says, Minai, in the pikuach nefesh, she'er doiches ha-shabiz. How do we know somebody is pikuach nefesh, as konas nefoshes? He may die. That would rule out of being mechal ha-shabiz for him. You could put a light on for him. You could make fire for him. You could make hot water for him. Pikuach nefesh is doiches ha-shabiz. How do we know this? Where's the posik? Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah Oimer. It's a kal v'chaima. Ma mila, ma doch the mitzvah mila. Shiachas meyevorer shalodim. It's only Yishali cutting off just one aver of the person. Still, we say doiches Shabbos. It's doiches this mitzvah, doiches Shabbos. Kal v'chaima le pikuach nefesh. Avada pikuach nefesh. If you're saving the whole goof of the person, avada she doiches Shabbos. Avada, that's the svara that the mitzvahs that pikuach nefesh is doiches Shabbos. So the sefer learns it out from the kal v'chaima. Now the kasher is vi salka daitach halacha. If you can tell me the halacha that Shabbos, that mila is doicha Shabbos, that you're allowed to do a ma'aser mila on Shabbos, how do we know it from? Only from halacha l'moshe Mesinai. There's a klal that kal v'chaima mehalacha miyasya. You can't learn a kal v'chaima from halacha l'moshe Mesinai, because the pshat from halacha l'moshe Mesinai is a special halacha only said over here. You can't learn else from any other place. So if mila is doicha Shabbos only because a halacha l'moshe Mesinai, how could the Tesefta make a kal v'chaima that pikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos from mila? You can't learn now kal v'chaima from a mila. V'yotani, we learned in a brisa. Omar l'Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, he has to kasha back to Akiva. Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, he has to kasha to Akiva. Akiva, etzem kisera metama halacha, that the halacha that an etzem, a bone, even though it's only the size of a serum, mamash a small bone the size of a barley, still it's metama. It's a bone of a mace, is metama. For revius and the dam, and if you have revius dam of a mace, how do we know that's metama? So Akiva wanted to say it's a kal v'chaima. Kal v'chaima. That's what you want to say. Now the klal is v'yein donin kal v'chaima mi'alocha. That was Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah's kasha to Akiva. Akiva, how could you tell me that revius dam is tummy from a kal v'chaima from etzem kisayram? Etzem kisayram is alocha l'moshe Mesinai, and you can't learn that a kal v'chaima from alocha l'moshe Mesinai. So you see, if something you only know from Malach L'Moshe Mesinai, you can't make a Kal V'chaima. Let's see Rashi. V'yotanya Rashi v'mesech the Nozir. Akiva etzem kisera halacha. Rashi show you Akiva dan Kal V'chaima. He made a Kal V'chaima. Minayin l'reviyas dam ha-meis, sha-nozir megaleach al-holoi. If you have reviyas dam in a house, so it has a tumas meis, so anything in the oil is also tummy. What about if a nozir goes inside this house? Is that called a nazir is tummy? And he has to be megalech, he has to take a haircut and start counting over again as he may nazirus. So how do we know that the tumah of revius adam makes the nazir start over again? Kal v'chaima. Ma etzim kisar madach, if you only have a bone the size of a barley. She'ena metama b'yoil. The bone so small is not metama b'yoil. If you only have it in the room, but you don't touch it, it's not metama you. Nazir megalech amago yamaso, but if a nazir touches the bone itself of a mace, or he's masa, he carries it. He's metama, and he has to start over again as naziris. Obzayt a kal v'chaima for revius dam. Avadi Raviyas Dam Shematama Bioil. It has the biggest tumma Raviyas Dam. We have Raviyas Dam in the house, even though you don't touch the Raviyas Dam, just you're in the same oil, it's Matama you. The Pasuk says, V'yakol Nefesh Mesla Yovai. So Avada, if a Nozer goes into the oil where there's a Raviyas Dam, Avada, the Nozer should become Tomei and he has to be Megaleich and start the Nazirus over again. The Yomalei Reb Lezer said, no, Akiva, you should know, Etzem Kisaira Halacha L'Mashim Sinai, Shiei Nozer Megaleich Olei. How do we know that if a Nozer touches a bone, the sides of the Saira, he has to be Megaleich, he's Tomei, it starts over Nazirus, that's only Halacha L'Mashim Sinai. Raviyas Dam, Atabolum, Bimeno Bekavachayma, and you want to learn out that Raviyas Dam is also Matama the Nozer to start over again from the Kalvachayma, Zokri Beleza Nain, Vien Donin, Kalvachayma Mialocha, the Lenitnu Terisha Bapeh, Lidrash, Vyud Gimomidis, that's the aside. Hey, Salach Lamashim Sinai is called the Terisha Bapeh. Terisha Bapeh doesn't have the Yud Gimomidis, Shatur and the Dreshes Bim. That's only Terisha Bekhsav. And what it says in the Chumash, there's a klal of Yud Gimel Midas, Hayadash in the Torah. But something you learn out from Malach Lamashi Mitzinai, that's not called Torah Shabbat, there's no din of Yud Gimel Midas. So Melo can't learn out the Gzera Shavah from this. He can't learn out Kabbalah from this. So Melo Srik Shref and the Tesefta. How could you say that Milas Doicha Shabbos is only an Alochom for Moshe Mitzinai, that's a Torah Shabbat Peh? So how could the Tesefta learn a Kabbalah that Pekor Nefesh is Doicha Shabbos? So the Gemara, Elo Amar Reb Lezer. As you oisois, enichnami, this Tesefta Zich holds that Mila's Doicha Shabbos is from a Pasuk. It's in Teresh of Iksav. Where's in Teresh of Iksav does it say that Mila is Doicha Shabbos? Because it says oisois. Zakrashi, oisois. Bishabbos siv ki oisi. Says oisi, Shabbos is an ois. Over Mila siv, ohoyuli ois bris. It's also an ois. Is Malahal and Shabbos avkan Shabbos, just like Shabbos pertains to Shabbos. So what then the ois of Mila also pertains to Shabbos. You're allowed to do the ice of Mila on Shabbos. For the Gemara, if that's the Gzeirah Shav, Elamiyato, Tfilin, Tehsiv, Bohen Ois, by Tfilin also says the Lashon Ois. Is Litchi Shabbos? You should also be Mechuyiv to wear Tfilin, or maybe even make Tfilin on Shabbos. Trash Elamiyato, Ihach Gzeirah Shav, the Ois, Hamur B'Shabbos, Nemra B'Sinai, Lidrush, Sheteva Zu Lidrush, and Emra, that this Teva that says Ois by Shabbos, is to make Gzeirah Shavah. That wherever else in the Torah says the word ois, it also pertains to Shabbos. Ligmim in a namel tefillin. We should learn out that there should be a mitzvah called upon him to wear tefillin on Shabbos. And we learn pufakir. Yotza Shabbos that has its own ois. You only wear tefillin in the weekdays that needs an ois. But Shabbos that has its own ois doesn't need tefillin. So according to you, fakir, there should be a mitzvah tefillin on Shabbos. Elazar Gemara bris. I'll tell you, learn out Eleasia bris. Don't learn out from the word ois. Learn out from the word bris. Drashi lasi bris. So who the ois? Ois la nemer b'sinai. I tell you, that's not the gzeirah shavim. V'yei nodem dan gzeirah shavim yatzmai. Elahach the bris nemer b'sinai. Ova Shabbos k'siv bris lo d'roisam. Bris oilam. So it says bris by Shabbos and it says bris by Mila. Therefore we know Mila is doicha Shabbos. So at Gemara b'zoi godol d'chsiv be bris litche Shabbos. A Mila, there's always two types of Milas. A kotin, that means when it's 8 days old, you do the bris b'zmana. That's Doicha Shabbos. But what about a Godel? A Godel didn't have a bris milah till he becomes bar mitzvah, to zechiv upon himself to make the milah. Or b'zoi, even a Godel should also be Doicha Shabbos, because it says the word bris by the chiv of a Godel. And we know the loch is not that way. What's Doicha Shabbos? Only a bris bizman on the 8th day. But once you make a bris shloi bizman, it's not Doicha Shabbos. So if the limit is from bris, even a Godel should also be mechuyif to do it on Shabbos. Shrashi Godel means ben shloi shasara. So that's sorry. 13 years old. They have a Mila Shloi Bizmana. Behim is called the Mila Shloi Bizmana. The Yechsiv Bei Bris. The Apostle says, Be Oral Zochra Shloi Yimoil. As Brisi Hofer. Fahai Kro Begodol Ksiv. Midim Echayiv Le Chorus. The Apostle says, Yechayiv Chorus for Tinnik, 8 days old, doesn't have a Chiv Chorus. The father maybe has the Chiv Chorus, not the Tinnik. So, the Im Loi Molu, or Oviv, Chayiv Lomolas Atzmai. When you become Ba Mitzvah, you didn't have a Mila yet, you have a Chiv to do with yourself. V'litchi Shabbos, and such a person, his mila should also be Doicha Shabbos. V'anan Armina, we always learn, the Kamon, the Afilu Yom Tov, ain't a Doicha Elo Bezmanam. Even a Yom Tov, mila is only Doicha on the 8th day. But after the 8th day, you can't do a mila even on Yom Tov, avadanan on Shabbos. Sif to leave it as bris, why not? Ela asya doris doris. Learn out from the word doris doris. Rashi b'shabbat sevo doroisam bris olam uve milas koting sev uben shmoinas yomim yimolachem kol zochlo doroseichem. So by bris ben shmoina it says doroisam doroseichem and shabbos is doris. So therefore that doich shabbos. For the Gemara Abazoi tzitzis tiyachsiv be doris litchi shabbos. Let if you don't have tzitzis you should be allowed to make tzitzis on shabbos. Tzitzis should be doich shabbos. Also has the word doris by tzitzis. Elo amar Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok donin ois bris for doris. May ois bris for doris. You need all three gzeirah shabbos. It's by shabbos it says bris and doris and ois, and by mila it says bris and doris and ois. So only mila is doich shabbos. Lafuke hanich tichad chad hu dechsiva behen. Pashenken these other things of either a godol or else tzitzis or else tefillin. It only says one but not all three. So therefore, only a bris mila of a ben shmeinas yomim that's doich shabbos. So this is good. We have a posik for it. Learn out Xavier Shova. Then it's good that Tesefta learns out a kavuchaima. Madr milas doich shabbos. Avada bekuach nefesh is doich shabbos. More of Rabbi Yechonon Omar. Yechonon is another posik. How do we know that milas doich shabbos? Rabbi Yechonon Omar omakro bayoyim. We dash says bayoyim. We dash in bayoyim afilu b'shabbos. So bayoyim is extra. Trashi bayoyim afilu b'shabbos. Me the like sivishmini yimoil. So why does it say bayoyim hashmini? It's an extra word to tell us it's always bayoyim hashmini. There's never a time that it can't be bayoyim hashmini. Even if bayoyim hashmini is b'shabbos, still is doich shabbos. Trashi Rabbi Eliezer the yafkila machshirin. Rabbi Eliezer holds that these psukim are telling us that the hechshir of milas doich shabbos mila atzma. How does he know that mila itself was doich shabbos? And that's like melachi. Rabbi Eliezer himself learns that mila is alach l'mashim sinai. And what are these psukim coming to tell us? That even the machshirei mila is also doich shabbos. That's Reb Lezer shita. Hey, the rabbanon of the Mishnah, Reb Kiva holds no. Reb Kiva does know from the halacha l'mashim sinai. Reb Kiva holds you need these psukim to tell us that the guf hamila is doich shabbos and the machshirim takanat doich shabbos. But according to Reb Lezer, the halacha tells me mila is doich shabbos and these psukim tell me the machshirim are doich shabbos. I yopkuach nefesh enechnami lo yasle b'kav b'chayma. According to Reb Lezer, it's not like the Tesefta. You don't learn out from b'kav b'chayma mimila. Elo mikra nafkaloi. There's psukim for that. Could there mean a perak basu the yuma? The chay behem lo shriyomas behem. We have other psukim to say that the kuach nefesh is doich shabbos. Oma le Resh Lakish Rabbi Yechonon. In fact, Resh Lakish is a kash Rabbi Yechon. You're telling me bayoyin means even b'shabbos elo meyata mechusrei kapora. Let's say a zova or a zav that has to bring a mitzvah. They have to bring a korban. The korban comes on the eighth day. The Torah says, "Biyoyim hashmini they should bring the korban." Or the bezoy hochi nami the dochi Shabbos. Or bezoy, let's say the eighth day when you're a mitzvah and you want to become tor comes out on Shabbos. Can you bring a korban on Shabbos? Avada not. We know the korban of a mitzvah is not dochi Shabbos, but according to Rabbi Yechon, it should be dochi Shabbos. The buzzer says biyoyim. So Rashi mechusay kapora kol tumeim shehutzruchul a korban zav v'zav yoledisu mitzora nema behem by all these tumeim the pasuk says uvayoyim hashmini yavi korbanai. So it says lashon bayoyim hashmini. So you're telling me now bayoyim hashmini means no matter what on the eighth day do it even on Shabbos. So are these korbanos doich Shabbos? And we know it's not. The teretz is who mi boy le bayoyim v'le b'layla. No. By the korbanos, the pasuk is telling us, bring the korban by yom on the eighth day and not at night time. You can't bring the korban by night time. Fred Gemara Bazoi, Hainami, by Mila said the same thing also. Mi boile b'yoyim v'lai b'layla. How do you know by yom hashmini? It's telling us Mila's doich Shabbos. Maybe it's only telling us the pashtar halacha, that you can only make a Mila by yom and not b'layla. But how do you know it's doich Shabbos? And the Gemara, who mi ben shmoinas yomim nafka? It's not a pasuk. It says mi ben shmoinas yomim. When he's 8 days old, mashma that daytime is the mila and not at nighttime. For the Gemara Bazoi, Hainami by korbanos also. There's a famous pasuk mi bayoyim tzav osay nafka. All kodshim you could only be makriv make the shechita bayoyim. By all kodshim the shechita posa balayla. Because the pasuk says mi bayoyim tzav osay. The Torah gave it tzivu do the korbanos bayoyim. Trashi b'yoyim tzavos, so yes, b'nei Yisrael ha'akiv esko b'neihem. B'yoyim v'lei b'layla, the Gemara in Zvachim Dashin is b'yoyim v'lei b'layla. So b'zoi, all kodshim also we have another posik. So b'zoi, tis know that davke b'yoyim anofim b'yoyim tzavos. What does the posik say? B'yoyim ha'ashmini, b'yoyim ha'chusei kaporo, l'chur ha'chimin, according to Rabbi Yechon, that's even doich Shabbos. So that's Akasha. Once you say b'yoyim ha'chimini, means doich Shabbos, who are then by korbanos also b'doich Shabbos? And the Gemara, Afagad Nafkum Yibiyim Tzavosi Itzrich. Still need a pasuk by Kochim. Salka Dar Dechaminoch. Hoyo Vechasrach Mon Olei. Liyesuye Badalis. Ibalt by these mechusle kapora, the Torah gave a special kula by them. They could even bring a medal dal, so they can't afford to bring a korban. They could bring a mincha or the oifis. If they can't afford to bring oifis, they could bring menachas. So since the Torah gave them kulas that they could bring even cheaper things, so I would think balayla nami lacy. Maybe they could bring the korban even by nighttime also. Kamash mon a special posik by mechusle kapora by yoimash, meaning no, the korban is only by yoim and not balayla. Therefore, it's good news of Reb Yechon. By Mila to say it's Bayoim, I know from the Pasik Bayoim Hashmini, from another Pasik. And I need Bayoim Hashmini to tell me that's Bayoim Shabbos. But by Kabonas, I need this Pasik to tell me Bayoim of Oibalayla. Maskiv lo Ravino, Elo Miyato, Yehei Zar Koshaben. If you're telling me now that these Mechusve Kapora, Azav and Azova, Metzoro, Yeledis, Nisha gave birth, so you have to bring Kabonas. They're telling me since the Torah was Mako by them, they could even bring it, but Dali Dallas, even bring a Mincha. So you see, the Torah gave him new halachis. Maybe a zah should be kosherbem. Maybe even a zah, not a kohen, could do the avoidus. Maybe even an einen. If you had a one, you crave him a mace before the kfura, you called an einen. Maybe it's also the mutter to do the avoida. The Torah only gave a psul zah an einen by other kochim. And maybe these kochim know. And the Gemara in a hadre krua. Once the pasuk says though by yom hashmini to tell us that the din of mechusay kapara has to dafti be by yom, the pasuk tells us no, that these mechusay kapara came back into the original pasha and has the original din, that it's only kosher by yom, not balayla, and all other din of kosher apply to mechusay kapara. So maybe there's no more kula of mechusay kapara. It's like a regular korban. But that's what I need the pasuk by yom hashmini to tell me this yisoid, that the din of mechusay kapara, even though the Torah gave a kula, it comes, but dali dalis, you can bring a mincha if you want, still all other dinim have the regular lochas of kochim. How do I know again that Mila's Lecha Shabbos Pasuk says Shmini? Shmini yafilu b'Shabbos. Rashi Shmini. Kol shehu Shmini. It's mashma yom ha-Shmini. It's mashma kol shehu Shmini. Yafilu b'Shabbos. Uva yom lemuti layla. Doesn't dash from the word uva yom. The dash comes from the word Shmini. Shmini is mashma no matter what, even on Shabbos. What kind of right is that? From the Gufa Posik Shmini, the eighth day, to I need that to tell me you can't do it the seventh day. Or else, Lamute Shvi. So the more Shvi, the seventh day I know, the Posik says, Mi ben Shmoinas Yomim Nafkam. You have to be 8 days old. So I know you can't make a Milo less than 8 days. So why does the Posik have to say, Bayom HaShmini? Shmini means 8 day no matter what. For the more nine, the akatim iboilei chad lemute shvi. For the pasuk of mi ben shmoinas yom, I know you have to at least be 8 days old. Less than 8 days old, you're not allowed to make a bris milah. Or bechad, I need the second pasuk of bayom hashmini lemute tri. That if from the first pasuk I would think true, the seventh day no, the eighth day yes. But maybe lav dafka the eighth day. If I want to, I'll wait till the ninth day. I'll wait till the tenth day. How do I know there's a chiyuv v'dafka the eighth day? I need a second pasuk by yom hashmini to tell me no. V'dafka on the eighth day, you have to make the mila. Di mechad avimina shvihu deloy. Mote zimnei. It didn't come as time yet. Avul mishmini v'elech zimnei from the eighth day and on. It's time. Any time is good. So how do I know from the word shmini? Shmini comes to tell me then, no, that the mila has to dafka be on the eighth day. Don't wait till the ninth day. But I don't know it's Deich Shabbos. Maybe it's only if the eighth day comes out in the middle of weekday. But when the eighth day comes out on Shabbos, maybe it's taken out Deich Shabbos. Ela mechvatek Reb Yechon. Why not from Reb Yechon Beren? Uva yom hashmini. What's the bayom? Bayom, that's the extra word, no matter what, it's on Shabbos. Tani kavosat Reb Yechon. Udeloi kravacha bayakon. Bring it right to Reb Yechon. Shmini yimoyel afilu b'Shabbos. Rashi, what Tanik was Reb Yechonin, Yedialef mi b'yoyin. And what the Gemara is saying, and not Kereb Acher by Yaakov, learns out from what? What, from Shmin. Being right from the word from the b'yoyin. The what? Shmin, yeah, Shmin yimol, afilu b'Shabbos. Or Ma'asotim is the Bryce like. Shmin yimol, afilu b'Shabbos. Mila you could do on the eighth day, even the eighth day is the Shabbos. Or v'zoya ma'ani mekayim mechalel mois yumus. I, the Postik says, not to be mechal Shabbos. If you mechal Shabbos, you chayiv misa. I would say that's going b'shar malochis. On other lamates malochis. Chutz me mila. But mila and svara could be derech Shabbos. We'll soon explain what was the svara. Oy, ainut. And Bryce says, no, maybe the svara is fakert. Ela afilu mila.
Even Mili can't be Doicha Shabbos. Omani Mekayim Shmini. What does the pasuk mean to say Shmini? That you have to do it on the eighth day. That means Mani Mekayim Shmini Yimol. That means Chutz Mishabbos. That means if Shmini, the eighth day, comes down the middle of weekday, do it Bedafka on the eighth day. But when the eighth day comes out on Shabbos, maybe it's not Doicha Shabbos. So how do I know that Shmini Mila is Doicha Shabbos? Talmud Loim Avayim. Afilu b'Shabbos. So claw the bright lines like a b'kiva. The extra word is ubayoyim. It says bayoyim hashmini. Bayoyim is telling me even on Shabbos. So the more Omar Rava. Hi Tana. Says Rava, what's beyond this Tana, this Brisa? Mikora Maiko Nichole Olipsoif Maiko Kashale. Like the Tana, the Brisa is saying Svaris. Sounds maybe are we saying Svara Mila is Doicha Shabbos. I, the Pasuk says, Mechalel, Mois, you must don't do Melachas on Shabbos. That means other Melachas. But Mila and Svara, I understand, is Doicha Shabbos. Then the Brisa says, no, I don't, maybe no. Maybe Mila is not Doicha Shabbos. And I need a Pasuk to tell me it's Doicha Shabbos. What was the first Svara to say that Mila without a Pasuk is Doicha Shabbos? So tomorrow, my kashle, Lohachi Koma, Shmini Yimel. In Svara first he thought, Mila is Doicha Shabbos. Afilu b'Shabbos. Or b'zoy ay, the Pasuk says, Amani mekayim mechalel mois yumos. If you do melachas on Shabbos, you chayiv misam. That's b'sham melachas, chutz b'mila. Avu mila atayetake dachya. Mila take as doicha Shabbos. My timer, what's the svara? Mila shiv doicha Shabbos is a svara. Kal v'choymo, I have a kal v'choymo. Ma atzoras. Ma dach of a person is a mitzoyro, the loch rish o doicha es avoyda. When a koyin has a mitzoras on his body, he's not allowed to do the avoyda. Veshashu mitzaras, you can't do the avoidi yitamei. And we'll soon see there's a lav not to cut off the mitzaras. The Torah gives you a special lav. There's a lav and an essay to watch the mitzara not to cut it off. As like kozman is on your body, yitamei, you can't do the avoida. If you would cut off the mitzaras, you would become Torah, you would be allowed to do the avoida. Still we say even a koyin is not allowed to cut off the mitzara. No, it's doicha the avoida, you can't do the avoida. Let's see Rashi. Umatz Rashi doicha avoida. Azora sheziru Torah al tzaras. Shloim lokets barosei. Don't cut it off. Kretanya. He shoma benegot tzaras. What's the nega? Azora bekoytes barosei. It's allowed not to cut off the tzaras from you. Hakosim adaber. Vechmiru Torah b'azora zu nitches avoida. It's even doicha a koyin for doing the avoida. Kedekayim lom b'psachim. The tumas meis nitche b'kor ben tzibur. Avoloi zovinu mitzaroin. Ubetelim lasos pesach. If all the Kahanim had Tumas Mitzaras on them, they can't bring a Korban Pesach. Or Rav Klal Yisrael of Tumas Mitzaras, they can't bring a Korban Pesach. Well, Yomrinim, we don't tell them, Yikaitzu Barosin, you know what? Everybody cut off your scare of Mitzaras you have on you. But Yechlu Peschem, let everybody eat the Korban Pesach. Or Yakoin Yikis Barosin, let every Koin cut off their Mitzaras. The Yavoid, and let them do the Avoidah, Yimakanim Tumayim Mitzaras, Viakal Torim. Elamai, we say no. A koyin and the cow are not allowed to cut off their mitzaras. Hey, tzaras is doicha avoida. Still, we see the avoida doicha is a Shabbos. We know that the tamidim and the korban musaf you bring on Shabbos. You see that the korb the avoida is doicha Shabbos and mitzaras is doicha.